guys, and welcome to NFL Obsession Podcast. This is our second podcast. I want to say a special thank you to all our the subscribers and all the downloads that you guys are giving to me. Those are really, really, really important. So, today we're going to cover some stuff. I'm going to go over some of the things that are happening right now in the NFL, as usual. This Thursday is the opener game, Patriots-Steelers. It's going to be a good one. Everybody wants to watch that on NFL Network and on CBS. It's going to be a really good game. The big news in the NFL right now, Tom Brady was, his thing was nullified, so he's going to be able to play. His trial or whatever thing was nullified, and he's going to be allowed to play, so that is some big-time news for all the teams. And I looked at some of the Twitter reactions because I thought, hey, you know, that the players would react badly to this because, you know, they would say that they did it with money. You know, Patriots got a lot of money. But no, the Patriots, the players in the NFL reacted well. And that's nice to see. They want to play against the best. So, I mean, That was good. And the Steelers wanted him to play against. They didn't want to play against Garoppolo. They wanted to play against Tom Brady. And so that's good. Tom Brady's back. Other news, nothing really happened right now. I want to know what's going on with Cam Chancellor right now, guys, because I don't know what is going on with him. I don't think he's going to play for Seattle Seahawks, and that's terrible because I really, really like Cam Chancellor as a player. He's amazing. He's such a defensive talent. He's just a great player. And Seattle's not giving him the deal he wants, so he's being stubborn, and he's not going to play. They think he's not going to play in the opening game, so that's bad. And some teams, like reportedly the Giants, are looking at him to trade for him. I don't know if the Seattle Seahawks would be as dumb to trade for him, but they're dumb enough not to play with him. So that's pretty bad. Cam Chancellor there. Tim Tebow was cut, and that's kind of sucks because I like Tim Tebow, and it kind of sucks to see him go out there. I saw him make a lot of good. He made some confusing plays, and he was going a little way. He made some bad plays during the preseason, but he made some good ones too. And I was there to see the good ones, and you know, there were some really good plays. And I don't know why he got cut, and they even traded Matt Barkley away, so it was like he was going to be the number two guy, but no, he wasn't the number two guy. That makes me feel sad for him. I don't know if it's because of his outspoken religion or whatever is getting him cut. I think he played good enough football to make the team, but then again, I'm not the coach, I'm not the GM, I'm not going to make the choices. So, well, today we are going to be talking about how to win your fantasy. How to win your fantasy league. Probably a lot of you guys are in fantasy that are listening to this because this is a podcast for fans who love fantasy. So today we're gonna, in football in general, and fantasy football is a great part of football fans. If you're not a fantasy football player, you should go ahead to NFL.com, Yahoo, or everything, whatever thing you would prefer to use, and sign up for it because it's fun. And it's good, and I love it. And if you're a football fan, you probably should too. Today we're going to be going over some top 10s.
Top 10 time for NFL Obsession.
So basically, we're going to be giving a top 10 for all the basic fantasy positions. Quarterbacks, run backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and defensive teams. I didn't include kickers. You could research that yourself, I guess. Then just didn't feel like they're not really an important. I mean, they can help you win games, but they're not really important. And I didn't feel important to include them on my list. These are my stats, so I generated them myself. And these are my top 10 NFL obsessions. Top 10 fantasy players. I'm not saying these are going to be the best players in the league, but I think they're going to put up the most fantasy points in their position. So we'll start with quarterbacks. And at number one, I have Andrew Luck for the Colts. I just think he is such a great quarterback, and that the talent that he has a little bit more talent than last year around him with Andre Johnson. I think T.Y. is going to be good, so I think he's going to get connections with them. And even if he doesn't have good receivers, I see Luck as still just a great quarterback. Manning, Peyton Manning, I see him as number two because he's also very good, and he's going to have Demaryius Thomas. I like Demaryius Thomas. I think he's a really good receiver too. Aaron Rodgers, even though Jordy Nelson is injured and probably won't play a lot of the season, I felt necessary to include this guy, MVP of last year, because he is so special. Aaron Rodgers, I put him on there. He's going to put up the fantasy points. He can do it throwing the ball, and he can do it running. Watch out, because I think Aaron Rodgers will run more this year than he did last year, because that's what he's going to have to sometimes. He's going to score sometimes with it. Aaron Rodgers, he's my number three on top 10 quarterback, fantasy quarterbacks. Number four is Russell Wilson. If you really look at Russell Wilson's career, then you see how special of a player he is. I don't know if it's 4 or 3 years now that he's going to be playing. This might be his fourth year, same as Luck, I think. And he has went to 2 Super Bowls. He came away with 1 ring, but he's been to 2. He's a very special player, and he's got a very talented team that surrounds him. I just think that they're going to do big things, and now they got this new kid, Tyler Lockett. I think he's going to be very special, and I think the Seahawks could very well make another NFC championship run. I don't know about Super Bowl, but I think they'll make it to the NFC championship. Number 5 for me is Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger has so much talent surrounding him. It's unbelievable, from Le'Veon Bell to Antonio Brown to, I mean, a bunch of other guys, Martavis Bryant. I mean, the guys that are on his team are crazy, so that's why he's number 5. Number 6, Brady. Brady is a good quarterback. Is he a cheater? I don't know, and I'm not going to say anything about that because it's not necessary. He's a player, and he's going to play in the league this year, so, I mean, he's going to be a quarterback, and he's a great quarterback. We all know that he's a great quarterback. Robin Krowski's going to help out a lot. He's going to be back this year, and I think that Brady's going to play well, and all this, you know, he was going to have a 4-game suspension, and that got nullified, so now I think he's going to be even more motivated, and he's going to try to get in there and do some stuff, and Brady's going to try to show how good he is. Drew Brees is my number 6 guy, and number 7. And he had an off year last year. We'll give him that. He did. But I think he's going to play like Drew Brees this year. Like, I think he's going to play the good Drew Brees that we know. I think that's who we're going to find this year. And Matthew Stafford is number... Oh, skipped over somebody. Sorry. Brees, and then my number 8 is Tony Romo. Now, Tony Romo... He's an all-right quarterback. I'm not going to give him... He's good. He's a good quarterback. I'm not going to give him the great... He's not an elite yet. And he wasn't on my top 10 quarterback list of top 10 quarterbacks because he's not an elite yet. I don't see him at that. I still see him making mistakes that he shouldn't be making. And right now, I think if the Cowboys had a quarterback like Breeze, Brady, Wilson, Luck, that's mature, and that they can just sit in the pocket and, you know, get the ball out to the receivers and not make stupid mistakes, I think the Cowboys would be Super Bowl contenders. I still think they are this year, but Romo hurts them, and I don't like Romo under center for him. Anyways, he made the list because of the talent that surrounds him. Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, and Jason Witten are just, I mean, how could you not be a good quarterback without those guys? So, and the same goes for my number 9, Matthew Stafford. He is, I'll put him on the same level as Tony Romo. He's a good quarterback, but he makes stupid mistakes all the time. And the same thing, I think if Drew Brees, Brady, or Luck, or Wilson was under the center for the Lions, they would also be Super Bowl contenders because of the talent that surrounds the quarterback. For the Lions, it's Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, Eric Ebron, all these guys that are so talented, not to mention Amir Abdullah, the rookie running back. He would be great out of the backfield. I just think he's gonna be really good, and that's why I picked him as number 9. And number 10, I'm giving to Matt Ryan because he has Julio Jones and Roddy White. The talent that surrounds these guys are good quarterbacks too. Don't take it away from them. They're good. I just think the talent's gonna make them even better in fantasy football. Okay, all right, now we're going to go over to the top 10 fantasy run backs. Okay, at the start of my list is one of my favorite running backs, and he came out of a great place, Michigan State. His name is Le'Veon Bell. He is an amazing run back, and I think he's going to be the best in fantasy this year for the run backs because he's so athletic and he's good with his runs, but he's so much better. Not better, but he's so much good. He's really good in the screens and all the passes out of the backfield. And just, he's double threat both ways. You're going to see him, like, I just see him having games where he'll have two rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown because he's a dual threat. Second on my list will go to Adrian Peterson because Adrian Peterson is a beast. He has gone a year without playing football, but I think he's going to be a beast this year. I think the Vikings are going to be a beast this year with Bridgewater and him together. That combo, I think, is going to click. We'll have to see. And number three, I'm going to give the Marshawn Lynch because beast mode is beast mode. Peterson, he's beast, but he's not beast mode. Lynch is beast mode, and he'll stay beast mode forever, and that's why he gets number three, just flat out that. Number four, Jamaal Charles. I've always liked Jamaal Charles. I like the way he runs. I like how he runs. I think he's going to be a good run back this year. Number five, I'm giving to Jeremy Hill for the Bengals. I watched him last year, and I watched him in LSU, and I know this guy's got talent. And I was wondering when they told me about the injuries and stuff, and I was watching, and Jeremy Hill's going to get a shot. And the first game that he played, I was just like, oh my gosh, this kid's amazing. And I think he's going to be amazing this year as well. Actually, just to throw this in, Jeremy Hill's on my fantasy team, and I hope he does well because I need to bring a trophy home this year for myself. Number six, or you have to excuse me for the numbers. These aren't numbered. They're in order. They're just not numbered on what I'm reading them from my Word document. Eddie Lacy is number six, and he's going to be good. I just like him overall as a run back. He's going to have a lot more on his plate this year because he's just going to have a lot more because Nelson, he's injured. So Lacy's going to get more runs, and he's going to get maybe a couple more passes. I think he's going to be good. I always liked Eddie Lacy. He's a power run back. And then another guy at number seven, NFC North, is Matt Forte. He's a good run back. He didn't have the best year last year, but I think he's going to be good this year the way he was when he was healthy and better. And I think he's going to be good, Matt Forte. Number eight, I give to C.J. Anderson. It's just all the hype, really. I don't really know that much about him, but I've heard he's really good. I watched a couple of his games, and sometimes you're just a one-game player, you know, and you can come out in a game and score 200 yards. The next game, you don't get more than 10. So I don't know about C.J. Anderson. He's on my list because of how good he's been rated worldwide on fantasy players. LeSean McCoy, I like him. I like him and Tyrod Taylor. I like Tyrod Taylor a lot because I think he's just going to be a great quarterback. I don't think he's fantasy worthy, but I think he's going to be really good. And then number 10 on my list is DeMarco Murray. I would have had DeMarco Murray in the 5 or 6s, top 5 probably. But he's not going to be the same behind the Eagles line. The Cowboys line was so much better, and I think he's going to be worse than he was last year because how good the Cowboys line made him appear. He's still a good running back, and that's why he made my top 10 list for that. So that's the top 10 run backs for fantasy football 2015. And so now I'm going to give you the top 10 wide receivers for fantasy. On the number one on the list is Antonio Brown. I just like him so much because he is so amazing, and he's going to be number one. So as you can notice, Bell and Brown are both Steelers players. They're my number one in fantasy because of how good they are. This team has an offense that just racks up the points. So Antonio Brown's my number one. Number two is Julio Jones. I think he's going to be good this year. And you guys, if you have the chance to pick him up because I think he's going to be good. Calvin Johnson at number three. Let's just get this straight, that this is a fantasy. So I'm saying how many points I think Johnson's going to put up because he has to share it with Tate. But in life of best receivers, Johnson's number one in the league. We all know that. It's not something that we should be having arguments about because he's number one. And so number four on my fantasy list is Dez Bryant. He's going to rack up the points. He's a good receiver. He's a little mouthy and a bit of a crybaby. But he's a good receiver. He's athletic and he's a good receiver. Number five is Odell Beckham Jr. He is amazing, and I can't wait to see what he does this year. He's just such an exciting player, and I think he's going to be a good fantasy player. He puts up the numbers. Number six is AJ Green. He didn't have the best year last year, but he did have a good year this year, and that's why he made my receiver list. And number seven is Alshon Jeffrey. He's going to be good this year. Brandon Marshall's not going to be there, so Jay Cutler's going to have to depend upon Alshon Jeffrey a lot, and I think Jeffrey's going to get it done for Cutler. Number eight is Demaryius Thomas. He's going to get it done. He's a good receiver, but Peyton Manning's going to give him some darts in the end zone. That's why he's going to be so good, is because he's going to be scoring in the red zone threat, and Alshon Jeffrey will be a big red zone threat as well. T.Y. Hilton. That's enough said, really. I mean, Andrew Luck throwing the darts and Hilton just running it into the end zone. I mean, that's why he's there. He's a great receiver. Love T.Y. He's sick. That's why he's number nine. And number 10 is Mike Evans. I know Jameis Winston, he's not going to be the best quarterback, but Evans is going to be that red zone threat, so I expect him to have a lot of touchdowns, and touchdowns are big in fantasy, so that's why Mike Evans makes number 10. So that was my top 10 receiver list. Wide receivers for 2015 fantasy. Now we're going on to tight ends. Number one on my tight end list is Rob Gronkowski. He's a great guy. He wasn't even healthy that much last year, and he still looked amazing. So I think he's going to come out and shine this year, Rob Gronkowski. Number two, I'm giving it to Jimmy Graham. I want to see how Jimmy Graham works out in Seattle. I want to see what he does in Seattle. I want to see everything he plans on doing with Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, and those guys. I think this offense just added a new way to be good. And I think that Graham's going to help him out a lot. Number three is Martellus Bennett. I've always liked him. I think he's a great tight end for the Bears, and I think he's going to be a red zone threat this year. This year, yeah. I think he's going to be good, and that's why I'm looking on him. Number four, Greg Olsen. He's going to be really good. Cam Newton's going to be connected with him. He's always good, but I think he's going to be good this year. Number five, Jason Witten, the old guy. I think he's going to still be good, still be a red golden threat for Tony Romo. Number six, I'm giving to Zach Ertz. He is yet to shine, but completely. So I still think the best of him is yet to come. And I think he's going to be really, really, a really good tight end this year. And number seven, I'm going to be giving to Jordan Cameron. I think he's going to be good. He was good with the Browns. When he didn't even have a quarterback, I think he's going to be better with the Dolphins when he does have a quarterback in Tannehill. And number eight, I'm going to Kyle Rudolph. I've liked him since the start of his career, and I'm liking him this year, too, as a fantasy tight end. Number nine, Julius Thomas. He was great last year with Peyton Manning. I like Blake Bortles a lot. I'm just going to say that right now. I like the way he plays quarterback. He didn't have a good year last year. I'm rooting for him this year, except one time when the Lions play him. But I'm rooting for him. I want to see him do well, and I think he's going to make Julius Thomas a big-time red zone threat, and that's why he's up here. Larry Donnell, I think, is also going to be a very big-time red zone threat. He's with Eli Manning and company over in New York Giants. So that's my top 10 tight end list. I think Larry Donnell will be number 10, and he will be a good tight end this year for fantasy. Now we're going over to the last position. Well, not really position. Last fantasy position of top 10s, and that's going to be defense. Number one, I got Bills. I think Rex Ryan has really transformed this Bills team into a really good contender, and I like the Bills defense. Number two, Seahawks. They're the best defense in the league, don't get me wrong, but Bills will be scoring more. But Seahawks are still going to get their interceptions, their fumbles, their sacks, you know, everything going on. Eagles, I like them a lot because of their secondary. I like them a lot for their secondary linebacking core. Dolphins, I like them for the exact opposite. I like them for their line. And so I think the Dolphins are going to be breakthrough. And number five, I got Cardinals. They're going to be big time too. Still, they're just a great defense. I like them right there. Number six, I think Panthers are going to be a good defense this year. The same way they were when they went to the playoffs with the 49ers. I think it was 2013, maybe 12. Broncos. They have a good defense. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. Patriots, I like their defense. Although they lost Darrell Revis, I still think they're going to be a good defense and pull together under Bill Belichick. Number 9 is Packers. I think the Packers have a good defense, and if they can get it together, I think they're going to show that with just all the players, HaHa Clinton Dix, Clay Matthews, just all the guys there. I like HaHa Clinton Dix. He's cool. I like the way he plays. And Chiefs at number 10. Those are my 10 fantasy defensive teams, and that's all my top 10 fantasy. So you got the news, you got the fantasy stuff, and that's what I can give you all today. So I want to say a special thank you to everybody who subscribed and taken the time to download my episode on iTunes. It's really, really important to me. I just want to express my thanks and love to you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. All you guys who have viewed my YouTube video and subscribed, I'd like to say thank you to you guys as well. And don't forget my challenge. If you guys get me to 10,000 subscribers and an average of 10,000 downloads per episode, my hair blonde, take the picture, and post it on the internet. That's the way I roll. That's why I'm going to do it. So, this is your second episode with NFL Obsession and with your host, Gabriel James Quarter. How to win your NFL Fantasy Football League. These tips helped you out, and thanks. See you guys next time. Like and subscribe.